Zeker niet met Daniel Schenebest of Sjoe Falk. Oké, we zullen zeggen. Oké. We're finishing up Tesbov. Discuss what we're talking about. We know that in Halacha, there's certain times where you have to eat a kezias or drink a gravias, and it's maybe not enough to drink or eat that quantity, but you also have to do it in a certain amount of time. So there'll be a tziruf. And we saw, so the different opinions, whether it has to be b'chtei achilas pras, b'chtei shtiyas revias, etc. We ended off Shir on Monday with the words of the Chasam Sofer on page 11. We have a Chasam Sofer quote from Gemara Brachos on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, where I put the arrow in on page 11 on the left side. Amru Chazal Bagoda, Gimel de Brachos. Amru Malochi Asharis. The Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasafta, you write in the Torah, Lo Yisafanim, that Hashem doesn't show favorites. Fatas no se panim l'Yisrael. But you do show favorites. Yisha Hashem panav elecha. He shows favorites to the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, of course, yeah, that's different. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shivlehem, Kasafti b'Torah v'chalta, Visavata, because I said that to be chayv in Birkas Hamazon, you have to eat and be satiated, and they're so machmir. V'hei medaktakim ad kezayis v'od. And they're machmir that even they'll bench even eating a kezayis, which is much less than a kedei svir. Ad kezayis. So, the Chasam Sofer asked the obvious question. I don't understand. If the Torah says the Chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon is only when you're full, and you now decide I'm going to be frumer than the Torah, and I'm going to make Birkas Hamazon even on a kezayis, so isn't that a bracha levatola? So why has Hashem praising Klal Yisrael? Oh, they're such big tzaddikim that they're even benching when they just eat a kezayis, you know. So my mal yusa levarach bracha levatola sheyit tzricha over below sisa. And there says the old maishna mehai diktuk shal there says no se ponim tvei mishari harbe diktukim. And I understand you can't find in all of Judaism another area that Klal Yisrael is scrupulous, just this particular area. So those are the questions of the Chasam Sofer. So to that he responds, so he wants to give a new pshat. The b'shas b'chosin shel Yisrael hayabrocha b'tsuya b'kol machol shelhem, that when Klal Yisrael were on a high and Hashem blessed them, you know, they would get satiated even if they eat a little bit. Like I know somebody who had buffalo wings for lunch. Buffalo wings, such a thing. And this person who had the buffalo wings, he said he got full even before he finished the whole buffalo wings. Yeah. So obviously he must be a big tzaddik that he's already he gets full, and he had the buffalo wings, and he was full even before he finished the whole portion. It's spicy. Okay. But he still had the buffalo wings. So the Chassid Sofer says, so what's the din if a person would get full before he even eats a kezayis? Usually that doesn't happen. because the kezias is far from being full. You know, if you know what a real kezias is, today they made a kezias into a whole thing. You know, you have these the Pesach, Pesach measuring things. You know, you see So those are pretty big, and those all work with the Noda Yehuda Shita. That the Noda Yehuda Shita is you have to double everything. That all the weights have shrunk and everything has to be doubled. Yeah, what can I tell you? Yeah, so we double.
Try to find the thinnest matzah possible and then extrapolate.
So he says, when Klal Yisrael on a madrega, they would get full even less than a kezias. Fashim kein neima b'chol mitzvos nechsiv b'hu achila efshel lo medim b'chol mokam b'ay kezias dafka. Fashim kein neima b'chol hamitzvos nechsiv b'hu achila. So the question is, so say like in the midst of matzah. So say you would eat less than a kezias, but you'd be full. So would it mean that you would be yotzei the midst of matzah? What do we say? No, it says achila. So if you didn't have achila, then even though you're full from less than a kezias, you're still being not yotzei the mitzvah. Right? In other words, if the Torah says achila, so then you need achila. In other words, if I would eat Leil Seder, I would eat half a kezias and I'd get full. Would anyone say yotze? No, because the Torah says achila, and achila is kezias. Mikom mokom leinyan shir birkas amozum korv levade the savalei b'pachas v'hachi sagi. A Torah totally misviya. See, by matzah, what does it say? By erev tochlu matzos. So then you need what? Achila, and achila kezais. By birkas hamazon, what does it say? V'chalta v'zot. So it says achalta, but the achalta is qualified. The achalta, which is a savata. So it works both ways. A normal person would eat, and he's not going to be soveya until he eats a lot, much more than a kezais, many kezaisim. But on the other hand, you can have a person who's saveya, even what? With less than a kezias, right? There's a famous Chuvas Radvaz that the Bir Halacha quotes, that if a person gets full, less than a shir, so then he has a chiv, Birchas HaMazon, even less. No, so he's saying that by regular mitzvahs, you need at least a kezias. By Birkas HaMazon, you need Sviya, so normally Sviya means more than a kezias, but it could be the opposite also, that Sviya could be less than a kezias. No, because the Achalta is qualified by the word Vesavata. That's he's saying. Oh, that's a chat. One second. Let's... Yeah, but one second. So that's what he's saying, that it could be that it could, that by Birkas HaMazon it works the other way also. That all you have to have is Saviya by Birkas HaMazon. So if all you have to have is Saviya by Birkas HaMazon, then you're even if you didn't, he's saying ad kedei kach, that it's possible that even if you didn't have a kezias, you still could have sviya. Wow. A Torah tali lebesviyav. A few hachi, Yisrael kedoshim heim hechmir al atzma mishum chomer lav de losiso shu miyira shemayim gevur betmura alkein diktugu atzma lechol ad kezais. A few she koshalem shavikvar sovu. Wow, this is a fantastic shot. He says we're asking Chayisol's benching my kezayit, the bracha levatola. No, it means like this. They were already saveya before the kezayis. But they still said, we want to be machmir, that we should at least have a rachila. Even though technically you don't need a rachila, all you need is a sfiya. Because the sfiya teaches the type of rachila you use, and the medaftakim to have a kezayis. So that's the chasim sofer, b'inyan bir ha-gemara, sh'asheloi sofonim, afil hach mishum shalom, nikos b'sofik lo siso, birkos ha-mozun. Vashti asi shabit agabi lo siso, k'siv lo yinaka Hashem, k'in ha-nizim ezet fei roi sh'yisul ofonim, hepech min lo yinaka ki midas tova meruba. So therefore Hashem says that you see these people, they don't want to do a bracha levatala. Right, so this way, even though they have some type of suffix, they'll lead a kezayis. Ah, it was a bracha levatola, it could be machmir. No, it really wouldn't have been a bracha levatola because they had sphere before a kezayis. Wow.
Now, why this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah?
Oh, so Rav Avram Shlita ask why is this mitzvah quoted more than any other mitzvah? Said the Medaktikin. So what's the answer? Because it says, because a person says a bracha levatola, it says ki lo yinoke Hashem. Like lo sisa Hashem el hashecha lakov lashav, ki lo yinake Hashem. So therefore, Hashem is very machpid. The person who does a bracha levatola, Hashem is iterates his name vain. Ki lo yinake Hashem. Hashem won't forgive. So dafka by this, where Hashem is so machpid, you go out of your way. So there shouldn't be any chashash. Even though Pashto says there was no chashash anyway. She yisul lo Hashem ponim, hepech min lo yinoke. Ki mida tova meruba. So he says, and you went ahead and you were extra medaktik. Wow. So this is a fascinating pshat in the Chasam Sofer. To explain this Gemara, but it comes out, Rabosai, according to this Chasam Sofer, that you don't need. If you saveya, then you would be chayiv in Birkas HaMazon and HaTorah without any of an achila. Second. And look at the footnote on the bottom here, on page 11. Ksav sofer avim kem ponim yofos achaltem lach mechem lasova shem isbarach b'meyah b'varach al pachos mikazayis. There's achaltem lach mechem lasova. Sometimes you're going to eat something and you can get a sviya even in a little bit. It's a special brach. Like if you have buffalo wings. And if you have buffalo wings and you get a sviya and buffalo wings without eating so many, and you already have a sviya with the buffalo wings, so then that means you must be a tzaddik. Right? Ilan, you agree with this?
For buffalo fingers,
okay. And then he asked you a question. Adam Hattel, did he ask you a question here? So the answer is, the achalta, this achalta is a v'savata. It's not a separate thing. That's how he's understood. Now, there is a sefer called the Shelos Yaakov. Who wrote the Shelos Yaakov? Rav Yaakov Segel Prager. Who was he? He was the son-in-law of the Maram Shik. You're related.
Yeah,
Poppers is related to Maram Shirk, how so? The 50th cousin. What? He's your grandfather? But straight?
I think so, yeah.
From your father?
No, no, mother.
Your mother. What was the family name?
Shook.
Shook?
Yeah. The U umlaut. The U umlaut.
U?
These were U. When you translate into English, it becomes an I.
Ah. That's your mother's name is Shook?
No.
Much further back. So you mommy sure you've traced it back?
Yeah. I look it up on the video.
Okay.
On genie.com.
What's it called?
It's an ancestry.
Yeah, how do you do anyone can just put in their information?
Yeah, and then you make connection
to it. Yeah? I should try that. You never know what could come out. The key thing is, Rabbi Say, if you find out that you're related to Avram Levitt, then you're probably related to 99% of the rest of the Jewish world. Because everyone is Avram Levitt's uncle or cousin. So all you have to do is just find out how you connected to Avram Levitt, and then the rest is, right? That's,
we know how we're related.
Right. So once you just get connected to Avram Levitt, then everything else is... Okay. Okay, so he has another pshat.
Rabbi, do you remember the Vilna Gaon that we had?
Yeah. That's a different pshat. Yeah. Oh, so he has another thing here. So take a look here on page 15 in the Shalos Yaakov. He says, "Lanir nagdim in Torah chayv dafka kolzman shesoveya." He says, "You're only chayv when you soveya." Aval midraban on chivu afil nisha b'mei av ot zayis ukebeitza. Haynish ena roiv. Zekos of gemarhei machmir and latzman akazayis vakebeitza shenisha mishur sviya akazayis. So this is how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. That really, to be chayv in Birkas HaMazon, you have to have what? Rachalta v'savata. You have to feel saveya. But what if, you know how it is, sometimes people go ahead and they schmooze, right? Like Gemara says, they schmooze. They don't bench right away. The time they finish benching, you know, they have Baruch Hashem, they have Shabbos guests and they schmooze a little bit. And you know, the time they're up to benching, they're not savei anymore. So then what's the story? So he says, Lanir nagdim in Torah chayv dafka kolzman shesavei. He wants to say that maybe then you're not chayv anymore. It's a chiddush. What Pasha says, even if you're not savei at the time that you benched, you're still mechuyev midoraisa. Did you want to say something, Harav John? Did you want to say something? Yeah, okay. If what? If you say again? If you survey with less than a kazayis? To make what? To make Birkas HaMazon or to do what? Yeah. According to you mean Chazam Sofer, then if you eat a lot but you're still not Saveh, you're not Midoraisa, you wouldn't be Chai. Midorabon is different, but Midoraisa, you wouldn't be Chai. So you can have a situation where you eat less than the Kazayas and you're full and you're... Yeah, who said so? You said something about you eating before, right? Right. Say you were eating before, so you already were a little, you know, full. And then you ate... Right. But he is 90 min haTorah chayiv dafka kolzman. So he wants to say chiddush that you're only chayiv min haTorah if what? If you're still full now.
which is a chiddush, because usually people don't bench necessarily when they're full. Pasha says once you were full, so as long as you still the food wasn't digested, then you know you would still have a chiyuv because of mazon. So he says no. He says no. But a Torah chayv dav kol zman shesaveh. No midrabanan, but midrabanan hivu afil nishar b'meyav od kezayis kibetzah. Haynu she'ein arayv. So that calls him hey machmir al atzman kezayis b'al kibetzah. In other words, he's saying midaraisa, you're only supposed to eat, you're only supposed to bench when you have kedei sviya. And if you had kedei sviya, but now you're no longer saveya, so midrabanan they'll still bench, as long as you're not totally right. But that's only midrabanan. But that still doesn't answer the Chasam Sofer's question of if it's only midrabanan, how are they able to do it? Keep eating. Okay. Now let me show you one important another point, and that is the following. There's an interesting sefer on page 19 called the Toras Chaim. It's a very chashuv sefer. It's not as well known to many of you, but it's a perush on the Shulchan Aruch called the Toras Chaim. It's like a huge sefer. It's like this tall. What?
Small.
A bigger sefer than that. Bigger. So he wants to say a chiddush here. Well, yeah, he's the son. No, he's the son of the Machane Chaim. Remember the Machane Chaim? He said the Hungarian Reb Chaim. He's the son of the Machane Chaim. Okay, so let's see what he says. Look on page 120. Tavna Ladina. See where it says Tavna Ladina on the bottom of the right side? Tavna Ladina. Now this is his conclusion. L'halacha. L'chadchila bevadei yeshlocha sheyishne revias bevasachas b'lihepsik. Right, we had a discussion when you're drinking, so there were two opinions in the Rishonim. That for revias to be mitzarif, does it have to be without pausing, kedei shtia servius, or is it enough that you drink it the revius kedei achilas pras, which is a longer time? So we saw that was a machlokas. The Rambam shita is it has to be kedei shtia servius, unless you say bracha achrona is different, and the Ravid says kedei achilas pras. So that means l'chatchila, if you're having a drink and you want to make a bracha achrona, so you have to guzzle down a revius. Like, because normally, if I would not be involved in making brachas and things like that, so I would probably just drink a little, put it down, eat some more, drink a little, right? So now, that could be as chayiv according to some shitas, but according to the Rambam shita, and that's how the shita says we should follow chatchila, you always have to guzzle a revius right away. So it could be, and this way you know you're covered. So he says, chatchila b'vada yishlocha sheyishne revius b'vasachas b'li hepsik. Chatchilas kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. Aval b'di'eved im shoha shapir b'varach lachorav. But the Eved, if you paused, then then you could still make a bracha. Even if it wasn't so quickly. Well, I had the vocal is a gufa who chiddish. I'm going to very feel me a kibbutz. Yeah. Words. Because he said, it's not so simple that there is a requirement like this. So it was from Yom Kippur we know there's a requirement. That to violate Yom Kippur, it's only if you eat without pausing. But for other Isurim, it's not so sure, and especially Bracha Achrona. As long as at the end, you have the kazayas in your stomach, so therefore, some said, maybe you have an hour's tziruf time, because it'll still stay in your stomach. By Mora you find that. So he wants to say that maybe Matzah and Mora is different. That, you see, when you eat matzah, it's not enough just to eat matzah. You need to have tam matzah. When you eat maror, it's not enough just to have maror. You need tam maror. But let me ask you a question. So, how do we know this? Because if you cook matzah, you're not yotze, right? If you cook the maror, you're not yotze. So it's not enough eating maror. You have the maror and tam maror. It's not enough to eat matzah, but you need what? Tam matzah. So he says like this, and this is a tremendous thing he's saying here, that if you take too long and you don't have a kedei achilas pras, then you're not really going to get the full tam matzah. Because, of course, if you eat a little bit, you'll feel, but to really get the taste of something, you have to eat a quantity in a certain amount of time, that gives it the then you really see what it tastes like. If you just eat a little bit, and then you wait, and then you eat a little bit more, you're not going to get the full taste. So he says the din of... Well, he's saying a moiter thick thing with Ferrari. That the din of tam is not fully felt unless you eat it in a relatively close amount of time. That's a requirement in tam. And if you take too long... He's saying like this, really matzah, maybe you should be able to eat a chatzi kazayis and wait an hour and eat a chatzi kazayis. But why is that no good? Because then you won't be really feeling the tam matzah. Wow. But, what mitzvah doesn't require tam? Maror needs tam, matzah needs tam. But what about the mitzvah of achila basukkah on the first night or the first two nights of sukkah? That's not a din of tam. There's no din tam there, right? There's no din tam by the prusa that you eat at sukkah's night. So he wants to say that maybe in a hanami, if you didn't eat b'chdei achilas pras, the motzi, on sukkah's night, you still would be yotze. Mistami, you still have to do it within the hour, so you wouldn't have... Now, don't come away that... Usually we don't... This is a chiddush ladina. In other words, ladina we usually say, I always tell people you have to eat a big slice, you know, like the poskim say, you have to eat a big slice within a kedei achilas pras when you eat the sukkah, so you don't say the mitzvah. But a lot of people don't know that. So as some, like Rav Moshe Shamir said, this could be a limud tzchus. So he says like this. He says, shani deleket tam bor veleket tam matzah. But understand, in other words, if the first night of Sukkot you have to eat challah, say you had a challah that was cooked. Well, I'll give you another example. French toast, right? That's a whole discussion whether French toast is tigun. There's a whole discussion whether tigun is bishul. Does it take away? But say you have French toast.
Right. Say you had French toast. Or you cooked something. So you don't have the real tam. So he says that the much tzarich la'echol kazayis possible el tazvav jesuka, the yotzei afilu mevushal v'kovish or achilas kodshim kazayis, and the local media said neder b'tam ha'kazayis yotzei gam kem shoy yochdem chiyachadilas pras. Wow, this is a tremendous chiddush. Usually you don't follow this, but it's good to know because this is like Rav Moshe Shapira said. This is a limud zchus on people. In other words, he says if a guy at sukkahs. You know, you say, oh, these people at Sukkot, they don't know the halacha that you got to read right away. Kazayis or kibetz of the achilas pras. Ah, chaval, and that yotzei. But on the other hand, he's saying that if they eat regular, they eat a meal, so it could be the yotzei. Because there's no requirement of kibetz achilas pras by Sukkot, because there's no din of tam by Sukkot. There's no thing that you have to have. If you took the bread that you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah with, and you cooked it beforehand, so you don't have tam hamotzi, you're still yotzei. It's not like by matzah, that if you cook the matzah, you're not yotzei, it was beat a tam matzah, the letter. So if there's no requirement of tam, then there's no requirement of what? Of kidei achilas pras. Because his chiddush is that kidei achilas pras is not a din in siruf. By Yom Kippur it is, because that's you need Yishuv Hadas. And usually Kedei Achilas Pras is in Siruf. But maybe not all areas of Halacha need Siruf. Maybe you only need Siruf for what? For what? For Yom Kippur, for Yishuv Hadaita. Right. And Matzah is not a Din Yishuv Hadata, but maybe you need it Siruf because else, you don't have it Siruf, you don't really feel the time. This is a new gather at Ferrari. It's a tremendous lumbus. I wouldn't tell people to pass like this. I always tell people to make sure that the night of Sukkot to take a big slice of challah and don't speak and just eat it. And then you can speak. So, because there are poskim that say that Sukkot is not enough to have a kazayis. You need what? Yosemite kibetza, because the poskim ask. Really, a kazayis is achilas haroi. You can eat it chutz l'sukkah. So how can you be yotzei? So some say because that's the chiyuv, it's not. But the Mishnah Berurah says if it's better if you have a kibetza, yosemite kibetza, you should eat it. So I'm not telling you should rely on this lachatchila, but as a limud zchus for people, this is as Rabbi Moshe Shapira pointed out. This is going to be a good limud zchus. That there's no din tam by sukkah. Tell this to Rabbi Keller. Only din tam by what? Tell. And what sefer says it? The Torah Chaim, who's the son of what? The Machane Chaim. And the Machane Chaim is the Hungarian Reb Chaim. Wow. Think about that. What? Bala matzah yotza. Because you need tam matzah.
Is it mar? Is it bala mar
loya? Bala mar loya.
Matzah
yotza. You need tam matzah loya. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, that was yeah. Wow. So this is a fascinating Kiddush. Yeah. 72 minutes is the amount of time that perhaps it will take for you to digest the food.
For you to be cold?
What?
For you to be cold? Or
other words, if you're full, it could take 72 minutes or something more to be unfull. That's why you should most of the bench within 72 minutes, so you can still bench while you still have some connection to the meal. Poppers, what do you say?
16.1 degrees.
Wow. Shorter what?
Yeah, short birthdays.
Birthdays?
Birthdays. Like they went to sleep earlier and they woke up later.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, can you make any connection to say that based on the amount of food which you're eating, that you would be full on a quicker or a longer amount of time based on the year? Like, are we just saying that it's always a set 72 minutes?
Or? No, it's not a set 72 minutes, no. Certain foods, it could be longer. That's just a rough estimation. Okay, so that's what he wants to say. He says, "Ulai mamatzu morer shiny delekatam morer delekatam matza." He says Achilles Kotchim also, maybe there's no din of Tam. Yeah, he wants to say, well, especially if you say like the base Halevi has a discussion, whether it's a din of in the Kachim or a din in the Gavim. Okay, Rav Asi. Okay, so that's a fascinating shita, the shita of the Toras Chaim. In this idea. Okay. Let's see the end here. The Kaf HaChaim. Oh. Page 22. It says, okay, Kevin Jesh Plukta Bezeh, Yesh Li Zarsha Lo Yisha Bachilah Sov, Yikadis Plukta the Rabbisah. He says, yeah, so in other words, you have to be choshesh that, so, I mean, well, here's called the Berbrick as a Paris, but he's saying that maybe for Bracha Achrona, you shouldn't waste time and eat it, even though there might be shitas that say that you can wait longer. But he's saying, since it's a machloikas, so you should. Right, what machlokas we saw? We saw machlokas in, first of all, what's the shear, and then we had whether Bracha Achrona needs a shear, machlal, right? We saw the shear of Knesset HaGadola. Yivshon yesh lecha olon kezayis b'lo shear v'liftor gamasha ochel mikodem. But say you waited too long. In other words, you were eating cake, you were eating cookies, and you spread it out over 20 minutes. So you didn't need a kezayis for Achilas Pras. So what should you do? So you can't make a bracha achrona, because according to some shitas, the bracha achrona is only if you eat a kezayis b'chdei Achilas Pras. So he says, Yimshoa yesh lechol o kezayis b'lo shir. So you eat another kezayis without pausing. V'liftor gam masha ochal mikodim. And then when you make a bracha achrona, you'll have in mind what you ate before, which was a suffix, because, and what you're eating now. But say it's too much. You don't have any more cookies left. So you know what he says you should do? Yesh lahara bracha b'libo. You should make the alamichya say,
just in your heart, in your mind.
What?
Well, does he? So what were you saying by Bala Matzah?
That's what I said, so the Gemara Brachos that you don't need Tam only by Mar.
Yeah, but we have the concept of Tam Matzah, right? Bino Tam Matzah Lechi. By Vush, by Bishlo.
By Bishlo,
you do. Yeah, Bino Tam Matzah Lechi. Bala Matzah, you have that Gemara and Brachos on the
press?
You have a Brachos? Yeah, give me a Brachos. Out of Harwood, sweetheart. You have a brachas? You have a brachas? Oh, shy. Thank you. It's a brachas. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yotzi Raki Kashar Vushal Shaloni Moa.
What that was it?
Lam Chesem Beis. That's about whether you cook the matzah. They say. But the other one I think is a psachim. You have the word psachim too? Sorry. Because the Gemara says Bala Matza Yatza, Bala Mora Lo Yatza. So Rav Harari is asking, but Bala Mora says, does he need Tamor? So why did you say the same thing by Matza? Okay. Thank you. That was our discussion about Chilu Shalom Kedarka. Right? If you have a Chilu Shalom Kedarka, is Bala considered a Chilu Shalom Kedarka? But Lamaisa, they asked that Kasha, your Kasha. So what's the answer? The answer is... Right. Yeah. Okay, Mesedim. Okay, Rabose, so that's the Kafa Chaim's psak, that you should really lechatchili eat it quickly. But for the Eved, if you took too long, you should just eat more. And if you can't eat more, then you'd be Mahar the Bracha Belibo. Okay, Rabose. Ezra Shem will be continuing. We have a couple of packets left to do, so we'll continue Ezra Shem. Tomorrow we'll give out a new packet, so Ezra Shem will.